Last month, the U Mountain Center hosted their Forest Farming Field Day. On the breezy Saturday, I spoke with some of the organizers and presenters. If you are wondering what forest farming is, it's just what it sounds like. Instead of typical garden plants, you cultivate wild and native species like black cohosh, golden seal, ginseng, bloodroot, ramps, and mushrooms. Here's Will Lewis, the Forest Farming Coordinator of the U Mountain Center. In the background, you will hear Blaine Sprouse on fiddle.
So a lot of these botanicals do require pretty specific environments to be produced, and like one of our workshops today is site assessment. So how to assess the site for these forest botanicals. But basically you would be growing these things in the understory like you would out in the field, except you're growing them in the forest. There are some differences. More so, it's a little more specific than a potato plant, you know, especially when you get in regards to like ginseng. Golden seal is a little more lenient in its habitat. But there's kind of several characteristics that you're going to be looking for as to how and where you want to plant those, where they'll actually grow. And that's a big part of what we do here at the U Mountain Center is teach people.
He explained that in the past 15 years, demand for forest botanicals has skyrocketed, leading to an increased pressure on the wild population of these precious plants.
And because of people either not understanding the longevity of the life cycles, the biology of these plants, or looking for that quick buck, or just not really understanding what they're doing and going through the woods, and there's been a lot of over-harvesting where these plants have kind of been wiped out and taken the... People have taken too much. These populations are dwindling and dwindling in the wild population.
These botanicals are important ingredients in herbal medicines and products. My next guest was a presenter who specializes in creating such products.
My name is Ruby Daniels, and my company is called Creasy Jane. I have a website, Creasy Jane, and that's CreasyJane.com. I talk about my experience. I show products that I make because I make herbal soaps. I make herbal teas and, you know, just explain that to people and kind of encourage them that you can do it too. And then I suggest books that I've used that I feel are helpful.
I asked her how she initially became interested in herbalism.
My grandmother, I'm from Maryland, when I would visit West Virginia in the summers, she got me into herbs, and then I became a massage therapist and I started making my own products that I would massage people with.
Taking it to the next level, she eventually got her master's in therapeutic herbalism from the Maryland University of Integrative Health.
What do you think of the event today?
I think it's awesome. I'm part of the West Virginia Forest Farming Initiative, and U Mountain is always my favorite place to come, and just seeing everybody that I've been working with for the last year to boost up the forest farming industry in West Virginia, because this is a perfect place to do it. Look at these beautiful mountains. Like, this is great. And it's like our first event since COVID-19, because we've been Zooming all year, y'all. So being in person with people is better than anything else.
Ruby says two of her favorite plants to work with are lemon balm and skullcap, because they can help address anxiety, stress, and the nervous system. Here is Will again with his favorites.
It's a good question. I would say it's probably a tie between golden seal and ramp. You know, ramp may not be a botanical, but it does have medicinal value. It's just a great edible crop. And golden seal, there's just something really special about that plant. I don't know, the goldenness of the root, and I just really enjoy working with it. And that's kind of one of the ones we've been focusing on here at the U Mountain Center too, because there's such a high market demand that's been growing. Like I said, it quadrupled during COVID. And there's a big thing we're trying to do is produce planting stock for forest farmers, because there's been identified major gaps in someone that wants to start farming golden seal, wants to plant, say, several hundred plants. There's not a whole lot of sources to find those plants, especially at an affordable rate where they can make money on it. So a big thing we're trying to do here is kind of bulk production of golden seal to sell as planting stock. And we're also looking for other people that want to do that too on their farm. So if, you know, anyone's interested, please reach out. They can reach out to the U Mountain Center, or they can look us up online, the West Virginia Forest Farming Initiative, or U Mountain Center, and there'll be some contact information on all those sites. So,
stay tuned for part 2 of this story. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.